Yeah, the stretch of road there just up near the Harbour Bar and Downing's is incredibly dangerous, and it is in a very precarious state at the minute. And those safety barriers have been erected there, obviously with the aim of preventing any accidents. It still remains too dangerous, especially for the high amount of traffic and tourism that visits Downing's over the summer months.
And what did you make of the response that you got, that there were funding was being sought, it was unsuccessful, they're going to try again for next year?
Waiting until 2025 to fix that stretch of road is unacceptable, and we'll just simply have to find another solution and find the funding from somewhere else to be able to progress this. I had been contacted by local business owners as well as the Tidy Towns Committee to address this at the MD meeting, which I've done, and I will pursue it with roads engineers in the hope that something more immediate can be done to address this serious safety issue.
So I suppose it would be a deterrent for businesses there if people think that they can't get up it, or that it's going to be a hindrance, that they'll just go elsewhere.
Yeah, so look, what we need to have here is we need to have a plan to fix that piece of road and try to minimise disruption. I mean, that part of the road has been collapsed since the spring, and leaving it now to the summer months is not ideal for it to be fixed. But something has to be done, as it is urgent, and it is something that residents, Tidy Towns, community groups and the local businesses want to see done.